started on our journey to a more sustainable living, let's begin by naming off what I call the top 10 things you can do one step at a time. They don't have to all be done at once. That'll make your life more sustainable, more enjoyable, and definitely healthier. Let's begin by trying to eat more organically. For each 1% increase in organic food consumption in the United States alone, pesticide and herbicide use is reduced by over 10 million pounds per year. Think about that. Organic food, in my mind, also tastes better and is far healthier than conventional food these days. And is probably available at the same store you are shopping today in most areas. Unfortunately, I live in a very small town and we do have one grocery store here, but it's actually what I call a food desert. I have to either go into another city or order my organic foods. Most, but not all, of the foods that you would be interested in will have a USDA green and white sticker on it. There are a couple of other agencies that can legally certify organic, but they'll also mark it very, very obviously for you. So you'll know when you pick it up and read it, whether it's on the organic list or not. So what about recycling? The average person in the United States produces 1,600 pounds of waste each year, more or less. Recycling can cut that waste stream by about 75%. If each of us recycled just paper, glass, and metal, we would save 162 million tons, listen to these numbers, of material from entering American landfills each year. And recycling the enormous amounts of plastic we use each day would save us even more. Think about the word disposable. In my thought, it's almost a dirty word. If we all just use a glass instead of a plastic water bottle and a real coffee mug instead of a styrofoam cup, we actually would save 244 billion bottles and cups, almost all made from petrochemical-based plastics. We could stop all that from entering our U.S. waste stream each year and save money, incidentally. This might be one most of you haven't thought of, and that's just switching to natural personal care. Using natural personal care has a double benefit. It keeps toxic chemicals out of your body and keeps them out of the environment after you wash your body. Remember, if you wouldn't eat it, you probably don't want to put it on your body. Your body is a giant sponge, folks. Another switch we can all make very simply is just going to using natural lawn care products. The average suburban lawn uses 6 times the hazardous chemicals per acre that farming does. 6 times. And your kids and pets play on that lawn. If just 10% of us switch to natural lawn care, it will be over 500 million pounds of synthetic fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides that would be prevented from entering the environment. And of course, that means entering your pet's bodies, your kids' bodies, and your body. And the same probably goes for the inside of your house. Go green cleaning. The household chemicals that you have locked up, hopefully, from the kids are hazardous to your health. Collectively, we dump 32 million pounds of toxic chemistry down our drains every day. And that's just from household cleaning chemicals. That doesn't count what goes into our indoor air. Switching to green alternatives from your natural supermarket keeps these chemicals out of your bodies and out of our water supply, and in many cases, out of your lungs. The next tip takes a little bit of planning, but not much, and that's filtering your tap water. Filtering your tap water to remove chlorine and fluoride provides pure, clean, and incidentally, great-tasting drinking water at a fraction of the cost or environmental impact of expensive and wasteful bottled water that costs more per gallon than gasoline if you add it up. It's really silly. The payback on about a $60 water filter, which is adequate, will only take a few weeks before you're ahead of the game over buying bottled water. As an added benefit, there's no plastic bottle to leach harmful phthalates, which incidentally are actually like estrogens in the body, especially for women. No longer goes into the water because you're not using the plastic containers that most of that water comes in on a daily basis. And what about increasing your energy efficiency? Energy and fuel efficiency can dramatically reduce the use of fossil fuels. It's a good idea if you haven't completely insulate your home and consider a hybrid car next time you buy a car. For most of us, it's more than adequate. A good hybrid goes 100 miles on electric and got a gas engine behind it if you want to go across country. Kind of a win-win. In most cases, investment in efficiency pays off rapidly in lower fuel and energy cost. In general, these newer shows that I'm beginning to produce are going to give you simple and practical tools to help yourself and to help heal our planet in general. Each show will address a different aspect of sustainability, providing an overview of the issue and practical action steps you can make. Each of which, if practiced, can actually make a meaningful difference over time. In these first few shows in the coming up weeks, I'm going to try to teach you how to handle and work with your personal health choices, which are incidentally, obviously, directly linked to your overall health and indirectly linked to our environment and how to sustain greater personal health by incorporating, I call the word sustainability, into what goes into and onto your body. Later on, I'm going to expand the discussion beyond personal health to the actual causes and thoughts about the environment in which we live. First, our buildings, which we don't talk about. Then, of course, the bigger picture of the whole planet. Finally, I'm going to try to lead you into examining the broader implications of the sustainability revolution of the whole world around us. I know it sounds like a big subject, but it's not. If we take a little bite each week or a little bite each time I do a show, I try to keep the individual subjects down to about 12 or 14 minutes, just because somewhere years ago, speech coach I had said you can't hold anybody's attention for more than 10 or 12 minutes at a time about almost any given subject. Think about looking at it this way. Our diet and lifestyle choices have a direct cause and effect relationship with the health of us and our planet. Buying an organic apple has a ripple effect all the way back, weird, to the worms in the soil that nourish the apple tree to begin with. You yourself can be a catalyst of change as your individual one person, just being who you are. Together, we can make huge strides to make the whole world a greener, safer place to be. Making small individual changes can lead to broad, sweeping changes that will allow us to sustain ourselves and, fortunately, the generations to come after us. And in some ways, we're already making progress. Thanks to consumer pressure, there are generations that don't remember, believe it or not, that McDonald's burgers used to come in styrofoam containers. Countless birth defects and deaths from cancer have undoubtedly been prevented by the banning of things like DDT and the PCBs we're all so familiar with now. And municipal recycling programs have kept uncountable tons and tons of slow-to-biodegrade plastics, styrofoams, and toxic chemicals out of our landfill now. Here's a list of some of the things we're going to go over as time goes by. I'll give you just a listing here to begin with, and then we'll go back as time flies and go to each individual subject and give you enough food for thought to let you consider what you want to take on and what you don't, and eventually, hopefully, the ever-growing numbers that have jumped on what I call the sustainable wagon to health of us and the environment. Let's talk a little bit more about buying things organically whenever we can possibly do it. Going organic is perhaps the simplest and most important first step you can take towards sustaining your health and improving the environment at the same time. You can start today. You can start tomorrow. The next time you go to your local supermarket, just take a second longer to actually read some of the labels and see what's in the food. You're going to be amazed if you're not someone that's already aware of it. An ideal example I always use, but it's simple than anybody. Go pick up any loaf of bread on your shelf at your supermarket. With the exception of a couple, and they're very rare, and they do say USDA organic on them, Nature's Own is a bread that I see that I pick up, and I thought, oh, that's going to be good, so I can save a little money, and no. The Nature's Own I saw had over 24 different ingredients in that loaf of bread. Some of which I couldn't pronounce, some of which I've never heard of, and I've been kind of keeping my ear to the ground for a long time about this stuff. And we're feeding it to us and our children every day. If you read it, you would put it down. I used to buy a lot of shrimp and fish, and I still like fish, although you should be more careful about fish than you used to have to. The mercury thing is becoming a problem. But now, the frozen shrimp, the frozen fish, the scallops, everything that is seafood has preservatives in it. They didn't used to preserve fresh frozen shrimp. They didn't put polyphosphates in it and polysorbates and it just didn't do that. Now, every pack I pick up, unless I go to where they are bringing in wild-caught, all-natural shrimp, which I don't have a place near me that does that, they're full of chemistry. It's chemistry you shouldn't be eating at all, but certainly not your lifestyle shouldn't be eating chemistry every day of your life, and that's what we're all doing. We don't know it. Pick up your mayonnaise. Look at what's in your ketchup. We have ketchup that's in the United States has twice as many ingredients in it as the exact same ketchup in Europe. The same name, the bottle looks the same, but if you read the back, it's totally different ingredients. They don't allow a lot of the, I want to use the word crap, I shouldn't use that word, stuff in their ketchup that says Heinz on it or whatever it is, as we do in the United States. We add, again, preservatives so it'll last longer on the shelf. We add red dyes and a number of things they don't use over there, where they use a red dye that's made from cranberry or another natural source. We use some chemical just to make it look pretty. Makes no sense, folks. I won't beat this horse to death anymore. It's my first effort at this, but we're going to go through each of these as the weeks go by as part of our show, not all of it. I'll get back to my gardening and everything. So thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters.